Good morning. Come in, come in, came the call. It was a familiar greeting and a familiar voice, but he somehow always managed to put a spring in his step. Yasuko Hanaoka smiled at him from behind the counter. She was wearing a white hat. Ishigami felt another thrill as he realized that there were no other customers in the shop. They were alone.
I'll take the special.
One special coming up, she replied brightly. Ishigami couldn't see her expression as he was staring into his wallet, unable to look her in the face. Given that they lived next door to each other, Ishigami felt like he should have something to talk about other than his boxed lunch order, but nothing came to mind. When he finally came up with, "Cold today, isn't it?" he mumbled the words, and they were lost in the sound of another customer opening the sliding glass door behind him. Yasuko's attention had turned to the new arrival. Boxed lunch in hand, Ishigami walked out of the store. There were four employees at Bentente. Yonazawa was the manager, assisted by his wife Sayoko. Kaneko, a part-timer, was responsible for making deliveries, while Yasuko dealt with all the in-shop customers. Before her current job, Yasuko had worked in a nightclub in Kinshicho. Yonazawa had been a regular there, and Sayoko had been the club's mama, though Yasuko hadn't known they were married until just before Sayoko quit.
She wants to go from being the mama at the bar to the good wife at the lunch shop, Yonazawa had told her. Can you believe it? Some people never fail to surprise me.
Rumors had begun to fly at the club, but according to Sayoko, it had been the couple's long-held dream to run a place of their own. She had only been working at the club to save up for that.